The boy sat quite still, staring at the bathers in the pool. Then he remembered that he hadn't lit his cigarette. He put it between his lips, opened the lighter and turned the wheel. It lit and burned with a small, steady yellow flame, and the way he held his hands meant that the wind didn't get to it at all. "Could I have a light too?" I said. "God, I'm sorry. I forgot you didn't have one." He stood up and came over to light my cigarette. There was a silence then, and I could see that the old man had succeeded in disturbing the boy with his ridiculous suggestion. He was sitting there very still, obviously tense. Then he started moving about in his seat and rubbing his chest and stroking the back of his neck. Finally, he placed both hands on his knees and began tapping his fingers against them. Soon he was tapping with one of his feet, too.
"Now just let me check I understand," he said at last. "You say we go up to your room, and if I make this lighter light 10 times, one time after another, I win a Cadillac. If it misses just once, then I lose the little finger of my left hand. Is that right?"
"Certainly. That is the bet. But I think you are afraid."
"What do we do if I lose? Do I have to hold my finger out while you chop it off?"
"Oh, no. That would not be good."
"And you might refuse to hold it out."
"What I would do is tie one of your hands to the table before we started, and I would stand there with a knife, ready to chop the moment your lighter missed."
"How old is the Cadillac?"
"How old? It is last year's. Quite a new car." "But I see you are not a betting man. Americans never are."
The boy paused for a moment, and he glanced first at the English girl, then at me.
"Yes," he said suddenly, "I'll bet you."
"Good."
The old man clapped his hands together.
"Fine," he said. "We will do it now. And you, sir," he turned to me, "you would perhaps be good enough to, what do you call it, to referee."
"Well," I said, "I think it's a crazy bet. I don't like it very much."
"Neither do I," said the English girl.
It was the first time she'd spoken.
"I think it's a stupid, ridiculous bet."
"Are you serious about cutting off this boy's finger if he loses?" I said.
"Certainly I am. Also about giving him my Cadillac if he wins. Come now, we will go to my room."
"Would you like to put on some clothes first?" he said to the boy.
"No," the boy answered. "I'll come like this."
Then he turned to me.
"I'd consider it a favor if you'd come along as a referee."
"All right," I said. "I'll come along, but I don't like the bet."
"You come too," he said to the girl. "You come and watch."
The old man led the way back through the garden to the hotel. He was excited now, and that seemed to make him walk with more energy.
"Would you like to see the car first? It's just here."
He took us to a pale green Cadillac.
"There it is, the green one. You like?"
"That's a nice car," the boy said.
"All right. Now we will go up and see if you can win her."
We all went up the stairs and into a large, pleasant double bedroom. There was a woman's dress lying across the bottom of one of the beds.
"First," he said, "let's have a little drink."
The drinks were on a small table in the far corner, all ready to be poured, and there was ice and plenty of glasses. He began to pour the drinks, and then he rang the bell, and a little later there was a knock at the door, and a maid came in.
"Ah," he said, putting down the bottle and giving her a pound note. "You will do something for me now, please. We are going to play a little game in here, and I want you to go off and find for me three things. I want some nails, I want a hammer, and I want a big knife, a butcher's knife, which you can borrow from the kitchen.
You can get these, yes?
A butcher's knife?
The maid opened her eyes wide.
You mean a real butcher's knife?
Yes, of course. Come on now, please. You can find those things, surely, for me.
Yes, sir, I'll try. I'll try to get them.
And she went.